Hey, Daniel. So good to talk to you. So I'm really excited about this conversation.
Oh,
And
I'm excited
I can
too.
already see it on your hoodie. Kindworks.ai, right?
Yes.
So what are you doing? What are you building?
I think I'll start with the why. And
Yes.
the reason is we've seen in the last years a lot of people having challenges at work, to stay productive, to stay focused, to bring the best version of themselves. And more than that, I think we've all seen that the trajectory that the world has taken in the last 4 years is also not going in the right direction. And in that sense, I didn't have any other option that to come and build kindness and Kindworks. And Kindworks AI is a technology company that is building the third wave of well-being. There's huge amount of research that shows that consistent practice of kindness towards others and yourselves is one of the best tools to boost your well-being and enable you to bring more to others and the world. And we're a company that uses technology, to enable this technology and deep research on kindness and that connection to make that happen. How we do it is we've started by our first product that is called Benny by Kindworks AI. It's an
Which is the
AI
name of
agent.
your bot, right?
Yes, it's an AI agent,
Agent.
that communicate across different channels, initially with employees as we move forward across any person, that enables them and encourages them and encourages people to consistently practice their kindness. What we found is that everybody wants to be kind, across
Right.
different ways. Everybody has that light inside of them. And what our product does is to extend people's ability to do kindness, because what research shows is that kindness is like a muscle that can be trained and grown. And the more you practice it, the better you feel, the more you engage at work, the more you can fight burnout or other challenges at work and in life, the more companies can keep their employees as productive as possible, the more that companies can have cohesive teams, and the more that companies can retain their top talent.
I love that because kindness is a concept that everybody understands. But it's hard to practice, especially at workplace, because the workplace could be competitive, high pressure, organizational structure, politics, a lot of things are happening in your organization. So you are trying to help organizations build a culture with your technology so that the employees and all the stakeholders practice kindness, which will yield bigger outcomes, in my view, right? Those outcomes, maybe we'll talk about a little bit later, whether it's employee engagement or satisfaction, so forth. But let's talk about this first is before we talk about you, how do you come up with the name Benny, that AI agent that goes to people and spread kindness or remind people practice kindness.
So Benny comes initially from Benigno. It was initially actually Benigno. We realized the pronunciation across different languages was a bit of a challenge. So Benny sounded good. And it comes from benign, right? And doing the good, inspiring the good, motivating the good.
Yeah.
It also comes from Roberto Benigni, that is one of like the key actors or the main character of Life is Beautiful. And this character survives the war
Yes.
by imagining and dreaming and inspiring others to do kindness towards others without even noticing about it. And I think it also is deeply rooted in many of the thoughts from Viktor Frankl, right? Like, and is that man's search for meaning is and part of life's purpose is, and this character also in his book and in his life ends up surviving the war by being kind to others. and helping others like stay safe and healthy. And that was the main engine. And he, at the end of the book, discovers that that's the purpose of his life. And that enabled him to kind of survive and move forward.
Yeah, I love that. Did it take a long time for you to come up with that name, or you always had that name? You're trying to figure out the problem and then put that into that environment.
So I think that the name itself, I think that came after the idea. Like, and that came is like, okay, more on the how, right? Yeah. The name more of the company and the idea behind it, that was more of a personal journey and a personal experience where, you know, 4 years going back, I lived the product myself. Like, I was able to experience what our users experience personally in a tough moment. And I saw that exercising my kindness was one of the best ways to, you know, boost me up and allow me to move forward and bring the best version of myself to the world and to others.
Yeah. And you had a very interesting background, right? When we talked, and I mean, maybe talk more about that, because one thing is you have really interesting background. You have worked in areas that not obvious that you would build kind works necessarily, right? And you have built an incredible team. Like, you're able to find talent at such an early stage and go after global clients and land those global clients. So let's start with your background and maybe, you know, highlight some of the things that you think other entrepreneurs should know as they think about starting something, right? You started this in business school, doing business school.
Yeah, so I think, you know, for me, I would say even before business school, you have to write all those essays or when you're applying or when you're defining, you know, those critical moments in your life. To sit down and at the end of the story, it's a mission statement, right? Like, what really matters to you? What do you care about? Why do you want to do this? You know, and in my, you know, at the end of the story, my sense of purpose or what I really care about, you know, is living something that is bigger than myself to the world, and that I die. And at the end of the story, it matters in some way that is meaningful and important. In one side, I initially thought that was by, you know, being the best possible chief economist and head of strategy for a major asset management firm, where there were unlimited problems that you could solve, and it was exciting and it was volatile. I started working right after 2008 or right before 2008 crisis. And, you know, I was really inspired by the unlimited problems you could solve and how you could try to help people protect their assets. But at the same time, there was something big missing, right? Because it was just too indirect, too disconnected, you know, from the real world. And sometimes in the financial world, you start to think of like millions as if they are pennies. And it was just too disconnected, even though I'm so grateful. I met so many amazing people, many people, and actually owners of the companies that I worked for in those times ended up supporting KindWorks. Many of the people I met in those times are actually our investors as well. But, you know, I felt that gap, you know, in my life. It's like, okay, you know, I don't have a good answer. I was like, okay, yeah. Daniel dies, what's going to happen? That's when I went to business school. I realized during that time, my dad is an engineer. I learned how to code when I was 13 years old. It's always been there. It's always mattered. And in that sense, you know, I decided to take the red pill. And as soon as I entered business school, everybody told me that I was crazy because I was, you know, normally you have like an XYZ, you have an XYZ axis, right, of challenges in finding your next path or defining what you want to do next. And when that happened, I realized that, you know, I've always loved technology since I was a kid. you know, and the x-axis normally is like different countries. So yeah, I'm from Colombia and moving to the US. That was one challenge. Then you have like the role challenge, right? I was chief economist and head of strategy. You wanted to do product management in technology. That was another challenge, right? And then you also wanted to move off industry, right? So it was the three challenges. In my case, I had the really strong belief that that was my calling. That was what I was brought to the world to do, to be able to bring new things to the world and make them happen, you know? And I think
that's- And I can see that passion because you have shown me the product, we have talked about it, and I can see that passion. I think your experience working at complex organizations or just and with different cultures give you a differentiated perspective as to how do you deliver kindness enabled by technology to organization. It's not easy, right? If you think about it, it's how to communicate it, how do you motivate people to do it, how do you create the right design of the product, what sorts of things to deliver.
Yes, from that, for me, it was more of an observation through those times. And you see in organizations, large organizations, you see a lot of people going up and going down, right? Like really fast, really, really fast. And they move around teams. Is fascinating. But one pattern that I saw was those people that truly led with kindness, you know, towards others and themselves, and that were really willing to do whatever it takes for the customer and the company. Those were the people that actually stayed there for a really long time and on a very positive trajectory. And at the end of the story, that's true kindness, you know, and when you look into our company and the leadership principles, many of those are inspired by observations and also what I believe in, right? That is, you know, kindness that is leading with empathy and understanding and being able to put yourself on other person's shoes, you know. The second principle is trust, right? Like being able to act with integrity in all what you do, being able to, and this one is super important because, you know, everybody that thinks about kind work sometimes thinks that we're just a fluffy company thinking, you know, thinking about just positive things for the world. But many of the most important positive things that you can do for another person or that I observed on true leaders was being able to be kind, open, and honest with other people. Like one of the kindest things can sometimes feel like the harshest things, you know, and it's just a manager that is very direct with you because they want to bring the best version of yourself. And sometimes that requires them to tell you the truth. And as a company, we practice that consistently. If we're not having the hard conversations, I try sometimes to dig deep and inspire them because those hard conversations are the defining moments, you know, for you as a leader, but for a company as well. Exactly. Being kind is also going above and beyond in effort and performance. Consistently bring innovation. Consistently be inclusive. Consistently ask the person that is not talking in the meeting to share their thoughts because they normally have the best ideas. To bring commitment, you know, manage expectations and really follow through what you have. And more than that, you know, delivering as a community something bigger than yourself. Because if you're succeeding as a company because there was one hero or one amazing engineer that just, you know, knocked it off at the last minute, that's not sustainable through time. And that's not the real definition of success because not everybody's going to feel an owner that is thriving. And that's why it's so important. And that's the nature of our product. The nature of our product is people are consistently doing acts of kindness towards each other as a method for them to bring up their sense of purpose, to bring up their connectedness to the people around them. And in that sense, enable companies to deliver better work with better quality, but more than that, keeping their key people motivated and engaged.
Yeah. So in many ways, they, like I love the product because it's your for-profit organization, you know, your startup, but it's really using AI for good,
It is.
It's one thing for organizations to say, let's all practice kindness. Let's go and dedicate a day or event or offsite where people connect. But what you're doing is like, you're almost like creating this in my mind. Obviously that's not necessarily how you describe it. Is this, you have Benny, you have your technology to create this organic motion in your organization. So there is self-facilitation and there is a embedded process without pushing from top down to allow people to show kindness, to connect, to feel more engaged with their colleagues on small things and bigger things. And without your user knowing it, you're kind of providing that structure. So it's almost like it's think fast and slow, right? You're doing a lot of the behavior, you're embedding a lot of the behavioral science in your product as well, more than an AI agent delivering something out of something maybe obvious to people. It's very nuanced, very, very complex, actually.
You're completely right, Joyce. I think world doesn't work. You know, the best teachers I've had in my life are the ones that are not actually teach you, but actually learn with you and drive with you through the journey. And that's what Benny does, for our users and our people. And he's really inspiring them to organically exercise their kindness. Everybody has it in them.
And if someone forgets it a day or something, they don't feel bad.
Exactly. Right? And because the thing is, it only works when you truly mean it. And and that's, many of the things of the nuances and the nature of the product and why in many ways it's unique in its category. And it's actually defining a new way, a new wave of well-being that is through kindness. And I think that those are the, I would say, key components that make it different. And it's, that ability to engage in a very natural and organic way with the user to inspire them. Second, teaching you as your friend, that understands you, connects with you. We work at the most high-performing, challenging, and most impactful organizations in the world where people don't have a second normally, but they still know that if they make the time for Benny and KindWorks, they actually can be even better at their job and with other people and at their home. And those are the stories that have inspired me, and that's what brings the nature of the product. And those are the areas where we believe we can have more impact.
Yeah. I mean, having seen so many AI companies, that you have picked a really good use case for building AI agents. And but it's actually complex and hard to get it right because of the human aspects, because you're trying to make this as organic as possible, as humanly as possible. And also think about the kinds of kindness that could be facilitated in small ways and bigger ways within organizations while providing the kinds of things that your organizations and clients need. So I love it, right? It's like, it's a great use case. So let's talk about how you've built this.
Yeah, and before that, I want to share a quick note on, because you were saying something very powerful and very important. And it's like, that connects me also to the moment when I wrote the idea about KindWorks. I was president of the AI Society at the University of Oxford. And honestly, I was seeing just left and right these really ethically or personally challenging use cases of AI. We see it along the world. And Oxford has that gift of being extremely good in AI, but also being extremely good in like ethics and deep conversations, of how to use AI. And
which is a really hard problem, right? Like, you can't just take off the shelf NLP models and get people to do something, understand what they want, and then have that communication. Right.
And thinking about, you know, those side effects or many, many other things, we have very deep discussion as Skyworks is you know the two layer deep effects that this can have, and making sure that every corner of our product touches and improves well-being. It's extremely hard to do, but if you just, you know, shoot data into models without even thinking about what you're doing or what are the implications of that, that's when I said, you know, we have to write this down. We have to think about it for 3 years. And then in the middle of the pandemic, I had to sit with my wife and talk with her, this can't wait anymore. You know, we have something here that is very powerful that can help people going through challenging times that need help, and we can make a very big difference for them. And, yeah. And that's when we decided the timing of kind of.
Yeah, exactly. And what you reminded me, actually, you started this during the pandemic and it's all virtual, right? And companies were going through their own motions to figure out what's going on. But I personally believe that the workplace has fundamentally changed in terms of how many days you work in office, the younger generation and their expectation, and also I think all generations of workers and what they want in terms of getting the right type of culture and feedback and interaction from other people they work at the workplace. And if I think about last 10 years, yes, there is innovation on the talent management side, retention side, recruiting side, using AI, but what have been major innovations in driving meaningful conversations and kindness within organizations to generate bigger good?
So the reality of the work, as you really well stated, is, you know, people are burned out. People are lacking meaningful relationships at work. People, you know, are looking for something that brings them purpose. And that has led us to being in the middle still, you know, of the Great Resignation, or however you want to call it. You know, we thought it was a 2021 thing. It's still happening in 2022. And the thing is that the root causes to solve this are some things that are really hard to address with just very quick solutions. It's not a quick problem. And that's where people finding consistent sense of purpose, people finding meaningful relationships through consistent practice of kindness can really be a game changer. And that's why when I speak to senior leaders at the most important organizations in the world, they tell me, look, you know, we've thrown as much money as we can, or resources, or, you know, people thinking about this problem. When we use Skyworks, it's the first time we're seeing a meaningful difference in our workforce, in our impact, and our ability to grow and scale and make a difference for our customers.
Yeah, no, I think it's incredible. So let's talk about how you built this. So I noticed that you have found, you're really good at recruiting. You found people around you. It's not a big team, right? But you are, again, delivering to global clients. So how do you recruit? Like, what advice would you give you? Because that's, to me, in my experience, the hardest things. The CEO has to be able to go out and recruit on their own, first finding the talent, and then figure out what can that talent do across organization. And the earlier stage of the company, the harder it is, because there's so many things that have to get done.
Yes. To be frank, is, you know, when you ask me, you know, what are you building? I went back and went into the why, you know, and I think for a founder, being able to define that on a very clear way, and that it connects to their DNA, way of breathing, way of living, is critical. Because once you have that why, you're going to be able, and probably the people that have that why are people that are your friends, or people that you've worked with, or you've known for a really long time, that are going to follow that why. And once you have that why well defined, it's the best way to just connect with the people that you think really care about this on a very deep level. You know,
it's not the what, it's the why, to get them, to inspire them, to get them motivated. Because it's a mission, right? You want to accomplish a mission that is bigger than the teams itself. And it's really hard in a startup.
And it's really hard. And for that, you know, one of the things that I learned through the journey is that it's not about, you know, how big your team is. It's not right. about the credentials you have in your team. It's more about the belief that your team has that it can make a difference, and also the ability to execute, you know, like having people, you know, I've never realized, you know, that such a small team could move such a fast place. You know, we just had our second release or alpha test in London after doing one in the Americas. And it was, you know, flawless, like compared to the other big companies that I had, these have been the best launches or releases that I've had because of the velocity, the capabilities of the team and the ability to work together. And I honestly believe it's because of our product. Like our product helps each individual in our team develop meaningful relationships with each other and also consistently feel a sense of purpose in what, no matter what they're working on. And I think when people feel those two things, the amount of work they can deliver, the quality of it, it's something I've never seen.
Yeah, no, I believe it. So that's about another thing, because you are selling to some of the largest companies in the world, and your product being used by some of the largest companies with high performing teams, as you say, high pressure teams working high stake projects. So your customers are extremely sophisticated in terms of what they want to use, how they want to use it, when they want to use it. How do you sell into enterprise? Like what, I mean, I think that's the hardest thing. Like people know selling to enterprises take longer, but there is a way and a form to approach these prospect enterprise clients. How do you do that?
I think the most important thing is not to sell, you know, and in any conversation that you have, never sell, but actually understand who they are, what problems they have, how can you help them? You know, how can you be on their side? You know, all these companies having challenges, you know, with the great resignation, you know, what's deep in those layers, right? And how can you really help them and make a difference for them? You know, and I think that-
It's the empathy that you're talking about, right?
Yes, yes.
Having empathy for your client, for your customers.
Yes, really understand at a very deep layer your customer, their challenges, their problems, and that they consistently feel, and that you naturally and organically go and do it, you know, that you're on their side. You know, it's like Dale Carnegie, right? Like how to win friends and influence people is by, on a very meaningful way, wanting to serve others. Yeah. And I think when you do that on a consistent way, and the other thing is on the highest quality of level on every single thing, every single email, every single meeting, everything counts. And you have to hold
that, I want to give you
accountable to the highest bar.
Yeah, you are, I mean, what you said there, you know, I recently talked about small, big things, right? But you do that so well too. And when we have a conversation, your email literally comes 5 minutes after. That helps me to potentially help you, because I want to advocate for a product that I believe in. But as a CEO, as a founder, I noticed that from you, which is that you have lightning speed in following up and just have that anticipation of what might be helpful to the other person. And I think that's really, I mean, that's really important, right? It doesn't take 2 days or 3 days or 5 days. Like you're just right there with other person.
Really caring, you know, and really caring about your customers, and really, yeah. You know, sometimes the best thing that you can do for your customers is to, you know, let them thrive, you know, and leave them alone for some time, or sometimes they really need you. And if they understand and they trust you in the moments that they deeply need you, they will reach out. They will reach out organically, and the products will come out, and they will see the impact, and they will see how you live. I think the most important thing, you know, I think about that every day, you know, and I still make tons of mistakes. I still have so much to learn, but I think it's that ability of living your product and that your product comes out on how you interact with your customer. Like the customer experience comes from the first meeting to how you send the invoice to yes. how you deploy to how you manage the challenges that you have, right?
Yeah. Every impression is a first impression.
Yes. And I think the best way to do it is to do it in a very natural way, on yeah. a very, you know, like you're not selling and you're not trying to fake it till you make it or none of those things, you know, but really have human and organic and natural conversations and earn that trust, you know, with the customer in every moment,
yeah,
including the moments where things don't go as expected.
Well, Daniel, I think we have spoke for 30 minutes. So it's so great to talk to you. Thank you for coming on and show everybody the hoodie and KindWorks. And hopefully, I mean, I'm anticipating that Fortune 100, many of them are going to adopt this in the coming months because you're already making headways there. And it's incredible what you're building. Using AI to share kindness and help people to achieve purpose.
Right? We've been able to prove it, you know, for more than 7 months. We've you know, most highest bar companies in the world. But I think, you know, my dream is that we can expand it to as many people as possible.
Yes.
Because people can live in a very different way, with a very different purpose, without burnout, staying engaged, working as a team, bringing the best version of themselves to work. And I think we've already done it, you know, in the Americas, we've already done it in Europe. We're excited to do it in places like Australia or Asia. And, you know, overall, it's super grateful that throughout this path and journey, I've met so many amazing people like you that just believe in a very different version of the world and that just want to work together, you know, without expecting anything in return to build it. That's the investor base that we've had in KindWorks, which are absolutely incredible, that I'm so, so grateful for, and our customers and all these people that have been building this dream together, where we're really building together a brighter future with kindness. So really appreciate this conversation and looking forward to continue building a brighter future with kindness.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.